Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1527. Are there health benefits to spending time in nature? By My Neuro Gym Team of myneurogym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here and happy day before Halloween. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have a few shows where we do this very same thing, covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. But with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Are there health benefits to spending time in nature? By My Neuro Gym Team of myneurogym.com. What do negative thoughts, lack of creativity, and a bad memory have in common? Well, they can all be treated with the same thing. It's not a pill or ancient medicine. You don't have to see a doctor or specialist to reap the benefits. So, what's free, accessible to all, and an excellent remedy for a variety of mental and emotional issues? Going for a hike in nature. According to the latest science, technology-free time in the great outdoors can produce some serious improvements in your health. Oh, and by the way, urban environments did not have this effect. It seems the more time we spend in urban environments, the more stressed and anxious we are. With so many sights, sounds, smells, and people around, our senses are overwhelmed. Quote, "Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you, and the storms their energy." John Muir. Here are four ways you can improve your mental and physical well-being by spending time in nature. 1. Turn off the negative chatter inside your mind. One study found that just 90 minutes in nature made a noticeable difference. The participants reported less rumination on negative thoughts, and their brain scans showed less activity in the subgenus prefrontal cortex, an area of the brain that's been linked to mental illness risk. If you've ever found yourself stuck in a pattern of negative thoughts, you can just walk it off. 2, improve your creative problem-solving skills. Useful as technology is, it does come with downsides. For instance, attention span. The ability to switch tasks rapidly cost many the ability to pay attention for long periods of time. This can lead to impaired creativity and impaired problem-solving skills. Researchers were curious about the effect of nature on problem-solving, so they had a group of participants head off on a 4-day camping trip without technology. Half of the participants were given a test on day 1 before the trip started. The other half took the test on day 4 of the trip. They all took the same test, which measured the ability to creatively solve problems. The results? The group that took the test on day 4, post-immersion in nature, scored 50% higher than those who took it before the trip. You've got to get outside to think outside of the box. 3. Sharpen your memory. A study at the University of Michigan tested students' memories with and without exposure to nature. Two groups of students took a memory test. One group then went for a walk around an arboretum, and the other group took a walk down city streets. The participants returned and took the same memory test again. The students who walked among trees did almost 20% better than their first score, whereas the city walkers did not improve consistently. Something unique happened to their brain patterns when amongst the trees. Spending time with nature can have its benefits when it comes to age-related brain changes too. 4. Feel alive and inspired to take action towards your goals and dreams. According to the latest neuroscience research, a natural environment is awe-inspiring for modern human beings. Time is our scarcest commodity, right? Most of us feel like we never have enough time. But when we feel a sense of awe, time seems to expand. We become more generous with our time and feel an increased sense of well-being. So leave behind the worries of work and the confines of your indoor space and go outside where everything around you is strikingly vast, even time. The mindset shift from time scarcity to time abundance is a great stress reducer and helps develop self-motivation. And 5, reconnect with your mind, body, and spirit. The next time something is bothering you or you don't feel like yourself, try clearing your mind with a walk in nature. When you combine exercise with nature, it's like going to the doctor, minus the bills and pills. By taking a hike in the quiet wilderness, you naturally increase energy and vitality. So if your life seems extra stressful and you're missing out on the self-care you need, go out into nature. Remember, the more time you spend in awe-inspiring environments, the more life satisfaction you'll have. It's a great way to reconnect with your true self. It's true, some issues require some serious focus or some actual medical attention. However, sometimes a scary symptom has a simple solution. So before you make any rash decisions, try a quick, healthy mindset shift first. Get outside, walk around, and breathe deeply. While it may not sound profound, it's scientifically shown that spending time in nature is all it can take to regain some true inner peace. You just listened to the post titled, "Are There Health Benefits to Spending Time in Nature?" by My Neuro Gym Team of myneurogym.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, you've heard me talk about this before. As a self-professed homebody, spending time in nature isn't something that I naturally turn to when I want to reduce my stress. I'm much more likely to head to my garage and use my home gym or pick up my guitar or just take some deep breaths. But going outside and going for a walk in nature? Not usually my first thought. But recently, some research came out about noise pollution and its effects on stress levels and brain functioning. Researchers are finding that exposure to too much noise, things like city noises, like traffic sounds, sirens, barking dogs, and so on, can negatively affect our brain functioning and increase feelings of stress. One way to escape this is to distance ourselves from this environment and places where we can escape these sounds. Now, if we do live in a noisy environment, no need to panic and find a new place to live. That's because we can get used to these noises. But at the same time, we may need to escape once in a while to give our minds and bodies a break. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. Happy early Halloween, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Halloween show where your optimal life awaits.